had glimpsed today, such lifestyle is available only in the spiritual world. If we go in the, back to the kingdom of God, then every moment the life goes like this only. Simply, you know, chant, dance and take prasadam, chant, dance, take prasadam, chant, dance, take prasadam. So this is simple, very blissful lifestyle is there. Because we have come in this material world and leaving the our eternal home, that is the kingdom of God, that's why we have to suffer so many problems. But once we go back after perfecting our life in this world, then we don't have to come back again. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mama. Krishna is saying that my body is such that if anybody goes there, he will not come back again in this miserable world. Yesterday in our last session, we could see how this world is full of dangers, isn't it? Sufferings. But contrary to this, if you go back to the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, abode of the Lord, then there is no such sufferings there. But for that, till the moment we are thinking ourselves, we are identifying ourselves with this body, till that moment we will not be able to go back to the spiritual world. Till the point of time we are thinking that I am this body, we are identifying ourselves with this body, then scripture says that we will not be able to go back to Godhead, spiritual world. We will have to be there in this material world. We have to take birth again and again. But by somehow good fortune, if somebody is able to realize this fact, understand this fact, that we are different from this body and we are a spirit soul, then only there is possibility of becoming happy eternally. So today's topic, we are discussing this fourth topic of the series, that is science of the soul. In this series, we are going to discuss various aspects of the soul. First, we will discuss that how we are not this body and we are different from this body, and who we are a spirit soul. This is the first thing we will discuss. Second, the various what are the various proofs? Like you may ask, how can you say, what is the proof for the existence of soul? What proof do you have got on basis of which you are saying that we are a spirit soul? So we will discuss around 5-6 proofs for the existence of soul in our body. And then, once we discuss that soul is there in our body, then we will come to the point, if soul is there, how to understand what is the nature of the soul, what is the characteristics of the soul, what are the activities of the soul, what is the purpose of the soul. So this we will discuss in the last part of our class. So let us start with first so this is the question to all of you. Who are you? Can anybody answer? Yes, please, anybody? Yes. You are Nitin. Who said? Spirit soul? You said. Your name is? Okay. Govind. Govind saying spirit soul. You are a spirit soul. But suppose when a child is in 5th standard and he comes, who are you? Then if he writes that I am a spirit soul, he will get 0 marks. No, why? Because they expect that he will write that I am so and so, my father is so and so, I belong to so and so country I belong to. Somebody say I am an Indian. Somebody say I am an American. Somebody say I am Hindu. Somebody say I am Muslim. Somebody say I am Brahman. Somebody say I am Kshatriya. Isn't it? But Govind is saying I am a spirit soul. So therefore, why this is called identity crisis? You know this word identity crisis. Just suppose today I am Hindu. I call myself as Hindu. And then after that I change my religion. What will I become? I am Muslim. But suppose I am in India, so I call myself an Indian. Suppose if I go to America and I take citizenship of America, then I have become American. Isn't it? Suppose I take birth in a Brahmana family, so I become a Brahmana. If suppose I take birth in a Kshatriya family, so I will become a Kshatriya. Isn't it? So all these designations are related with this body. Wherever this body is taking birth, why you say Mera Bharat Mahan? Because I have taken birth in India. I have got this body in India. Suppose I get this next life, if I get the body in America, then Mera America Mahan. The person is the same, depending on where he body belongs to, he identifies with this body, isn't it? First we start, this I am this, then this is my family. We identify with this body first, then we identify with the family which has given this body, this is my family. Then next comes, this is my village. Then next comes, this is my state, Bihar or Karnataka, isn't it? And then this is my country. So central point is this body, isn't it? And then we talk about humanity. Why? Because I am a human being. So from where it is starting? This me is starting from this body, and wherever this body belongs to, you start developing love for that thing. But if you go in deep, then you will understand that neither we are Indian nor we are American. We have only one identity as a spirit soul. Yes, next. So we have to understand that we are not this body. That's what we are going to discuss in this. If I am not this body, I am different from this body, and I am a spirit soul, then every and part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then everybody will be my brother, isn't it? I will not think that I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, and they will not fight on the name of religion, on the name of... Understand your point? So if you understand that our Father, the God is one and He is our Father, and we all are the children of God, the same nature, then only there can be the universal brotherhood. But how to understand this? This is not so easy. So today class, let us understand how we are a spirit soul. Okay? So this is the Dr. Harry Monson, the professor of anatomy at Illinois College of Medicine, says, most of the human body is water. If you analyze our body, he's trying to experiment on the body, various elements in this body, chemicals in this body. Our body is made of chemicals, isn't it? So he's analyzing what are the various chemicals in the body. So in a 60-pound person, there are about 5 pounds of calcium, 1.5 pounds of phosphate, about 9 ounces of potassium, 6 ounces each of sulfur and sodium. 1 ounce of magnesium and less than an ounce each of iron, copper and iodine. And apart from that, all other part is water. Next. if we sell all these chemicals, whatever there in our body, what will be the cost of the body? 110 rupees. But then, how do you feel if I say that your cost is 110 rupees? How will you feel? It does not suit. Does not suit to us, isn't it? Because something in our body which is there, which is very, very priceless. It's priceless, which is very precious. Back. Yeah. What is life? Suppose you are going, your friend is going on a Mercedes Benz, okay? And he meets an accident. Mercedes Benz meets an accident, okay? Now, you have two options, to take first your friend to hospital or Mercedes Benz to the repair shop. Whom will you take first, save first? Raise hand. How many are agreed to that they want to save the friend? All. Oh. Why? Mercedes Benz is having more cost, 20 lakhs. And friend, how much? 110 rupees. Isn't it? What we can see in our body, chemicals, they are worth 110 rupees. So, next, yes, go for. So, what is death? What is life? Please proceed, you can go on proceeding. So, no one likes to die, isn't it? No one likes, suppose same body is when it is lying in front of us as a dead body, then we don't love it, isn't it? Same wife, she was saying, I love my husband so much. The body of the husband is lying in front. She will not be ready to spend even one night after death. So, why? The same body is lying there. And after death, what happens? Like, you know, where is the source of energy of this body? Have you imagined? We take this much food, but how much energy our body is coming from? So much energy is required to, you know, do much, so many activities. Where from that source of energy is coming? So this is the point. How our heart is being pumped? Continuously it is being pumped. There is some pumping system, some force is there which is pumping our heart continuously. Where from that source is coming? What is the source of that pumping force? This is the question. Even modern scientists are not able to understand where is that source of energy, power. So all parts of the body can be transplanted, isn't it? Suppose I say, okay, dead body, because this part is not functioning, that's why this person has become dead. But then we can transplant that part from other body. Suppose a person is dead and I will transplant that part of his body because of that he is dead. We can bring him back to life? If it is a matter of only parts of the body, transplanting the parts of the body, simply because of the one part is not functioning, if we die, then we can transplant that part and then bring back the person to the life. So what we infer from this? Consciousness, yeah. That we, what we suppose ourselves, that we are this body, we are not this body. We are different from this body. So we can transplant all the parts of our body, but we cannot transplant consciousness. I cannot transplant my consciousness into your consciousness. Isn't it? Next. So don't you feel we are no more than the chemicals which constitute this body? And then what is our real identity? If we are not this body, then what is our real identity? So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that you are not this body, you are the spirit soul. Antavanta ime deha nityasya yukta sarivanya. Within this perishable body, there is one entity called spirit soul, the soul. Material point of view, in our day to day, what we think? That we are the body made of matter. But from the spiritual point of view, we think that we are the body made of matter, we are no more than a chemical bundle, everything is finished at the time of death. This is what most of the people think, isn't it? You have heard any one of you like this, hearing from somebody, that let us enjoy this life, this is the only life is available, who knows what is going to happen after death. At the death everything is going to get finished. So this is the material point of view. But the spiritual point of view, a spiritualist, how he thinks? We are not the material body of flesh and bones. We are a spirit soul encased in the material body. So a spiritualist, he thinks that he is not this body. What he thinks? He is spirit soul. And then if we are a spirit soul, then next, we do not die when material body stops to function. When material body stops to function, we don't die. The spirit soul doesn't die that moment. It simply transforms from one body to another body. Simply this body becomes perishable. So that is a fact. Just like that, what is the difference between a living body and dead body? Can anybody say what is the difference? Living body and dead body. Consciousness. Yes. Consciousness is the difference. If a living body is there, whatever you do to him, it is not going to react. But if there is a dead body, and if you do anything, even if you spit on the face, will it react? No. Why? Because the being which was conscious of pains and pleasures, loss and profit, good and bad, that entity is no more there in this that body. Because of that, we cannot. Just like you can see here, sometimes we say, what is the difference between this car and a human being? The car also, you know, have horn to sound and we have mouth to speak. Somebody is coming on the way, you can hurt, hurt. The car will say, pam, pam, isn't it? Only eyes to see, we have eyes to see and headlights to see. Heart to pump blood, radiator to supply water. Hands and legs to move and four wheels to move. So these are the machine, the machine and human body. What is the difference? All are same. Only difference is that car is there, but unless and until one driver comes and pushes the button, even though everything is there in the car cannot move even an inch. Isn't it? Every facilities are there in the car, but whatever is there, it will remain there only unless somebody doesn't come, some living force doesn't come and pushes the button. Isn't it? Like suppose you have big, electricity board. Turbines are there, big turbines, so many motors, everything is there. But then somebody should be there to switch on. Switching on is required. Or somebody say, no, we have everything automatic control. But in that case also, somewhere somebody has to push the button. Somewhere. To start the processing. or somewhere somebody has to put their his intelligence to create the automatization, isn't it? To make the automatic system. So always there is some living force is required. So nowadays, like most of the people, what they think? They don't know. They are ignorant about the existence of soul in our body. And then what they do? They are simply taking care whole the life for the body. Just like this lady you can see here in the picture. This lady, she is so much conscious about the cage, golden cage. She is polishing the cage very nicely every day. And while the polishing, this lady forgets to feed the parrot within the cage. And then, what will happen? After one day, parrot will die. Parrot is struggling, parrot is suffering in the cage. Now there is a question, what is the use of polishing the cage so nicely if parrot is not happy? What is the use? This cage is meant to give happiness to parrot, isn't it? Is the cage for polishing? No. Cage, what is the purpose of cage? To give happiness to the parrot, isn't it? To make comfortable life for parrot. But then what is the use of polishing the cage if parrot is not happy? So similarly, not knowing their real identity as the soul, the people spend all their life in polishing the cage, this pampering the body without feeding the soul. Isn't it? How can you say anybody? How we do like this? Yes.
Cage is our body and parrot is the soul.
Yeah. How? Do we take care of the only body? Can you give examples how we take care of the body?
Going to gym, doing yoga.
Yes.
Soul has been yoga.
Yeah. Any other example? So many of you are here. Just an example. Eating. We are eating. Or? Ab bataiye kuch. Amit, aap bataiye. Kaise hum log keval sharir ki dekhbhal kar rahe hain. Aur atma ka to nahi soch pa rahe hain keval. Hair style, yeah. We are making spending so much nowadays, people are spending on hair style, you know. Or cloth, I should look smart. Goggles.
Overweight,
yeah. People are becoming overweight, you know, they cannot move also. So nowadays, you know, most of the people are like that. Because this eating fast food. Any other? How we are taking care of the body only? You can say something? Sharir ke bare mein hi keval pura jeevan hum sochte reh jaate hain.
Future plan mein usi ka sab banate
hain.
Haan, future. Ki aage budhapa aayega to ye
hona chahiye. Haan, haan. So whatever are we doing in this life till today, you just analyze your life. All the activities are oriented only how to take care of this body. Although we know that this body will never make us happy. This body is always creating problem for us. I'll ask you something. Us means what? This body is creating problem for us. Means I am different from this body. Isn't it? For us, this body is creating problem. And we are taking care of this body so much. We are spending whole life. I am not saying we should not take care of the body. Understand my point? But how much? That is the question. Should we spend our whole life simply to take care of the body? Which is anyway, how much you take care, it is going to give us suffering. The real business of the people should be to take care of the soul. So this is what we can learn from him. This is the same topic we are continuing. What is the difference between living body and dead body? Every living body, be it a humans, animals, bird, tree, reptile or any other living body, they undergo these six changes, transformation. Six transformation of life, in the life. We take birth, then growth, and we grow youth, and then maintain the body for some duration. Then production of byproducts, as children or so many things. And then dwindling, and then death. So all the objects in this world are undergoing this. You can see. So what is the constitution of our body? Here you can see that we discuss in your college also that we have within our body there are two types of energy of the God. One is called inferior energy and another is called superior energy. God has two types of energy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I have two energy. One is inferior energy, superior spiritual energy. Inferior energy is matter. What matter we see is called inferior energy. And the spirit is called superior energy. Understand something, try to understand this. This is very important for us. So the inferior energy is this matter, whatever we see all around is inferior, comes under inferior energy category. And the spirit soul, which we are actually, that comes under the superior energy. And superior energy are meant to control the inferior energy. That's why you can see all the living entities are trying to exploit the matter. All the scientists, everywhere, all around the world, scientific research means only how to exploit the matter. The living entity, although very small in size, it has the capacity to control big, big mountains. The big, big elephants it can control. That is the power of the living force. The same living force is there in the body of an elephant, and that living force is controlling the entire body of an elephant. So that is the power of the living force. And when that living force is not there, you try to lift the elephant. How difficult it is. Just when the living force is there in the elephant, that elephant, you know, jumps like anything. The elephant runs like anything, so fast. But when the living force is not there in the elephant, just you see what happens to the elephant body. So this is the power of the living force, the superior spiritual energy. So what are the inferior material energy? Their inferior material energies has two categories. What are those? Gross elements, yes, and subtle elements. The gross element, what we could see, like earth, water, fire, air and ether. These are the gross elements. Our body is also made of these gross elements. And then there are subtle elements, that is mind, intelligence and false ego. You can see or perceive, isn't it? We cannot see mind. For example, people say, no, I cannot see soul, so I will not believe. Isn't it? So, we can say, I cannot see your intelligence. Means you are fool. Isn't it? Can we not say like that? I cannot see your intelligence. I cannot see your brain. Means you are fool, number one. Simply, by seeing, we cannot come to the conclusion. If I will not see, I will not accept anything. No. There are so many things which we can accept by perceiving it. Just like when air is blowing, the leaves of the trees are moving. Who is moving the leaves? Who is moving the leaves? Ghost is coming? Some ghosts are there. When I was a child, there was one tree in my village. I don't know. and I was not knowing that time, so people had rumors that, you know, on the street there are ghosts. Then I asked, how to understand this? You see that the leaves are moving. Leaves are moving. So that ghosts, they move the leaves. So yes, that is correct. Nobody is there to move the leaves. But then actually, who is moving the leaves? Wind is blowing. So how to identify that wind is blowing? We cannot see wind, we cannot see air. Then, should we not accept? There are so many things. Cows can be believed, cows can be accepted by its effect. Understand my point? The cows can be accepted by its effect. The air is the cows. And what is the effect? The moving of the leaves. So if leaves are moving, from that we can infer that wind is there, air is there. Now somebody asks, this is not a fact, you are simply believing that wind is there. This is not a belief, this is a fact. From the inference, from the effect we can make out. Similarly, this body is moving, this body has the consciousness all over. This itself proves that there is some living force within. The spirit soul is there. And then there is spiritual energy, which is called spiritual body, that is soul. That spiritual body has three aspects. The Sat, Chit and Ananda. They are the three elements by which the spirit soul is made. Spiritual elements, these are not the material elements. They are the spiritual elements. Try to understand, it's difficult to understand, perceive. Because this is the spiritual elements. What is the Sat means? Eternal, eternity. We have not experienced anything in this world which is eternal. Can you experience anything in this world which is eternal? There is nothing in this world which is eternal. But, you know, surprisingly, all of us want to become eternal. Everybody is thinking, I will not die. I should not die. I should not die. I should not die. Isn't it? If you think deeply within your heart, you will come to know that we don't want to die. We don't want. Why? Because that is our real nature. We are not supposed to die at all. But unfortunately, because at this moment, we are identifying with this material body, we are thinking we are this matter, lump of matter, and because this lump of matter is supposed to die, we also feel that we are dying. Actually, we are not dying. We never die. The soul never dies. So this element of the soul is there. We can feel. Similarly, you know, Chit means full of knowledge. Why we all are looking for becoming knowledgeable? Scientists are doing so much research, trying to understand this, that, so many things. Because this is the inherent quality of the soul. It wants to become all knowledgeable. Because that is already there in the consciousness. It is built up in the soul. That is the innate nature of the soul to become all knowledgeable. Try to understand everything. And then full of bliss. One of the nature of all of us is that whatever are we doing, what is the purpose? Be happy, blissful. Whatever activity are we doing, the goal is, it doesn't matter whether are we becoming happy or not, but once we fail, another time again, let us try, next time. And this continuous, this tussle is going on to become happy. Why? Even after failing so many times, why this soul wants to become happy again and again? Why? Why it does not lose the hope? Because it is there in the innate nature of the soul, to become always happy. And the soul is feeling, why I am suffering? I should be happy. And it is continuously keeping on trying. But unfortunately, because he is trying to get happiness through this body, because he thinks that I am this matter, and that's why he is not able to get that happiness. So this is the nature of the spirit soul, the spiritual body, and we all are having this nature, you can see. But because at the present moment we are unfortunately by out of ignorance we are identifying ourselves with this body which is made of matter, so we are thinking I am made of matter, but actually we are not made of matter, we are actually this spiritual, superior spiritual energy of the Lord. Next, subtle elements ke bare mein kya matlab, false ego, like you think na, this false ego makes you identify that you are this body. Although we are, yeah, there is some element which is making us forget that we are not the spirit soul, we are this body. You can feel also, even we know, again and again we are trying to thinking that we are this body. Anybody can say? I explained in the seminar in DC, NIT. Yes, you can say? Huh? Yeah. Very good. Mind is the storehouse of the thoughts and desires. Like suppose you ate one rasgulla, gulab jamun, okay? So first time when you have not eaten, then you don't know how gulab jamun is. Mind is not knowing anything. Oh, gulab jamun. He sees, only knows that gulab jamun is round and little blackish color. That mind knows. But when it tastes, then mind stores one thing that, oh, gulab jamun is very sweet. And then next moment, whenever gulab jamun come in front, mind will say, go. It's very sweet object in front of you. Go for it. Last time you tasted, na? It was sweet. And then we again take it. And now after some time, you develop diabetes. And then again that gulab jamun is coming in front of you. And what mind will say? Let us go. It is so sweet. But then intelligence will tell, don't go. Why? Because you have diabetes. Doctor has stopped you. Mind nature is always to go according to the instinct, according to the whatever he has experienced. It will tell you to go. But then intelligence is decision maker. Who knows what is good, what is bad, what is loss, what is profit, what is vicious, what is virtuous, what is material, what is spiritual. So this is distinction, power of distinction is there in this intelligence. That is not there in the mind. Mind will tell you, go for it. But then intelligence will tell you, think before you do. That is intelligence. Clear? Like that. So intelligence close, as Parth was saying, that if intelligence is powerful, then it can control the mind. It will tell, no, don't go. But if intelligence is weak, then mind will do whatever he wants to do. False ego is even higher than the intelligence. False ego is higher than intelligence. So that we'll discuss later about the false ego. The soul is covered by gross and subtle coverings, just like you all are here. So we are, you know, inner garments and then external garments, in the outer garments. So inner garments is the subtle body. Inner garments, similarly soul is covered by two garments. One is inner garment of subtle body, that is mind, intelligence and ego. And outer garments of gross body, which is, we can see this gross body. Well, see here. It's clear? How? So the living force, living body is covered by two bodies. One is subtle and another is gross. Next. Can anybody read?
Even in the current life, you the soul
Yes. Even in this body we are reincarnating. Isn't it? We are reincarnating or not? Our body is changing. Doctor says, medical science says that after 7 years, all cells of your body is completely changed. So if your body is completely changed, means that you have reincarnated. Try to understand this. Isn't it? Your body has completely changed, means what? You have got a new body, fresh body. Means there is reincarnation. So each and every moment we are dying, if you see. Each and every moment we are dying and getting a fresh, different body. So there are two types of reincarnation. One is called internal reincarnation and one is called external reincarnation. So internal reincarnation is taking place at each and every moment. But then external incarnation takes place when this body becomes completely, useless, old and then fragile. That time soul gives up this body and takes another body, that is called external incarnation, reincarnation. As the embodied soul go back, continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the death. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says this point. Like, you can see, from child this size to we have become this size, then again we are shortening. Just I would like to give one analogy for this also. Just suppose, just before death, just in a life situation I am telling you, just before death, you are thinking, you are feeling, just moment before death, you are thinking, you are feeling, you are willing. Why not immediately after that, I will think, I will feel, I will. Why not? That ability is never lost. That ability to think, feel and will is never lost. Either I was a child, or I am a young man, or I am old man. These abilities are always there. Even at the point of death, these abilities are there. And from this we can infer, it was before, it is now, then why it will not be in the future? So this is also a point through which we can understand. Just before death, we are thinking, we are feeling, we are willing. And immediately after the why we cannot. Only thing is that what we do, we don't remain in this body. We change the body, that's what Bhagavad Gita says. Yes, next. What happens to us at death? The soul leaves the gross body behind and is taken to another body, womb, based on the quality of desires stored in his subtle at the time of death, subtle body at the time of death. So it is said that yam yam bhavam smaran vapi tujatyante kalyuram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sudatad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of mind we remember at the time of death, whatever desires are left to be fulfilled, so by the arrangement of the nature, we are given another body in which we can fulfill those unfulfilled desires. So this is the mechanism of transmigration of the soul from one body to another body. And this decides what kind of body are we going to get in the next life, depending on what types of desires are unfulfilled. If we have unfulfilled desires, to eat meat more and more, then we get the body of the tigers or jackals. So you can eat as much as you want, meat and other things. If we have desire to become spiritually potent, then we get the body of a human being. And also in the association of the spiritualist, where we can get the opportunity to advance in spiritual life. Soul changing bodies. The person is the same, but he is taking various faces, bodies. Mr. Next. So only why we wanted to say this, you know. Just see, even in this life we are seeing that these faces are changing, isn't it? And if you project in this life various photographs, you match your photographs and make a video like this, you'll see it is changing, isn't it? Completely changing the faces. Only thing is that when other species comes, then our face becomes little completely changed. But the change is always there. Even in this life there is change in our face, external face, whatever we have to. This is proofs for the soul's existence, what I was telling. There are some proofs we are now going to discuss. This first proof. The common sense, very common sense. A person dies, what we say? Can anybody say? What we say? He has passed away. Why he has passed away? This body is in front of us. The body is same body what was earlier. The same body is there in front of us. But then who has passed away? Who has passed away? Can anybody answer? That person is not there. The body is there, but the person is not there. It's difficult to understand. So simple. All the parts of the body of the person is there in front of us. But still we are saying, we know, everybody knows that that person is not there. Mean that this person is different from this body. It's clear? Next proof, consciousness. That machine is, can say, I see red light. But does the experience of seeing red light accompany this mechanical responses? Like suppose a car is going on the red light, suddenly car stops. Can it happen? No. Why? Car is not conscious of what is good and what is bad. But a living force is conscious of that. So the consciousness is the symptom of the soul. When we are, this consciousness means thinking, feeling and willing. Like suppose the video camera captures the crime. Suppose there is some crime and video camera is capturing the crime. And then can video camera feel emotion also when he is capturing the video? No. But the same camera, if it is same picture, if we are seeing, we feel emotions. Why? Because we have this consciousness within us. Then another is near death experience and out of body experience. Now another, I wanted to show another very practical, easy thing. Can any one of you can come outside? Can you come out from there? Yes, Santosh. I wanted to ask a few questions to you. You stand here facing them. Yeah. I'll ask a few questions, very simple questions. Now you tell me where is your leg. Point out from your hand. Don't sigh. It's a very important thing. Yes. Point out from your hand. Hand. Where is your leg? This one. Where is your hand? Where is your head? Where is your nose? Where is your body? And where are you? You are in this body. Isn't it? When I say that this is my jukebox, what does it mean? That I am different from this jukebox. Is it difficult to understand? When I say this is my jukebox, means what? What? I am different from this jukebox. Very easy to understand. So when we say this is my body, means what? I am different from this body. This body is my belonging, but I am not this body. It is just like if somebody says, I am this body, means I am this jukebox. Understanding by very clear understanding. You can sit down. Thank you very much. So it's very easy to understand that we are not this body. And also, it's another way to understand that this near-death experiences, this is, when I say you all, you may not believe. But this is not I am saying. This has been documented as a thesis in the medical journal of current problems in pediatrics. That 11% to 14% of the average American population who are mentally and physically healthy have had out-of-body experience. Enough research in near-death experiences with impeccable scientific credentials. Dr. Michael Sebum, a cardiologist and professor at Emory University Medical School. This cardiologist, Michael Sebum, has done the research on this. He found that there were some patients, when they were doing heart surgery, so when they do heart surgery, they will completely make the person unconscious, you know. Anesthesia, what they call this? Anesthesia. And the person is completely unconscious. And then, some of the patients, their all parts are covered completely. And some of the patients, after the surgery is over, they came to doctor and then explained everything what you did with me. And doctor was surprised. His cardiologist was surprised. How can you know? They were explained that you took this knife and you were doing like this, and then you forgot this thing to bring, and then you told that nurse to bring. And the doctor was shocked. How it can be possible? And then he started watching such phenomena. He started observing, and so many patients he came to know that they were able to see what is happening. And they were telling that I was above my body and I was looking. I was seeing everything. When I am saying this, then you may not believe, but this is what is documented. This is a fact. It has taken place. So research work has been done. If you open the site on near-death experiences or out-of-body experience, you can find the Michael Sebum research work on this. On the internet also it is available. You can see. Out-of-body experience. So what point I wanted to make, that how, you can see here in the picture, how a person can go out of body. It's completely inconceivable for our level. But it is a fact. It is happening. So there are so many things which we may wonder when we hear. But this is a fact. We cannot deny. Similarly, these past life memories, reincarnation. Reincarnation, past life memories. There is a Dr. Ian Stevenson in Carlson, professor of psychiatry at the University of Virginia. And when I was in Bangalore, there is one institute. In that, there is a lady, Satwant Pariksha. She, with the Dr. Ian Stevenson, they have done research on reincarnation. And they have found the undeniable truths about the reincarnation. You will not believe. Even in India, in West Bengal, there has been one girl who took birth, and when she was 3 years old, she was telling that I have my child, I have my daughter, I have to feed my daughter, please take me to my daughter. And she was telling that my village name is this. And then father was shocked. And then he tried to find out, is there any such a village? And then he found that yes, there is a village. They went there. He found out that And that child, her daughter was telling that my name is this, Minu, my name is Minu. And I have whole detail about that reincarnation. I can give you all of you later on to understand, study more in detail. And then they went there, you know, then they found that yes, the name which she was speaking, the same name persons are there. And this happened there long ago. Well, 20 years back, such incident happened that there was one daughter-in-law of that person and she died. So, such, I don't remember the whole detail, but then I have the documented in my soft copy in my laptop also. One you can see also, whole detail of the incident. And that then they took this 2 years, 3 years old child to that home. When she was going to the home, his old home, previous life home, then suddenly when she saw his father-in-law, immediately she covered her face. And then people ask, why are you doing like that? No, he is my father-in-law. How can I come in front of him like that? And then she was going and she was entering into the house. Suddenly she went into the back. She was entering and she was puzzled. So what happened? Where is the door of the house? Then she told, no, door is here. Here was the door. Where is that door? And then that person told that, yes, earlier there was a door here, but then we block the door and we have changed the direction of the door. And then they enter and she could identify everybody in the house. So one thing is that, okay, if somebody is 5 years old or 10 years old, we can teach him so many things and train him to speak like this. But 3 years old child, how he can be so much conscious of this covering the face and finding out the this was the, so much emotions how she can bring. And then she went there and her daughter was still there. So she took her daughter, of course she is small, so, and she was so happy by seeing the daughter. 3 years old child seeing, she is so happy by seeing her daughter. Now she was crying, oh my daughter, I got you after so many years. This one incident I am telling you. How she can bring the emotions. That was the main point what Dr. Ian Stevenson is mentioning. So, like that, I have in my laptop also there is one incident happened. This video show also on reincarnation. How the child is able to remember. It is there on the laptop if you find out. It is in my video folder. On reincarnation is there. Yeah, you can show it. Time is there. 9:30. You have to go for prasadam. I would have shown you. You can see later. So then, these 5 past life memories. If we are not the soul, we are this body, then we should be finished at the time of death. But then how? And this is, we can see so many cases are coming up, isn't it? Even newspaper it comes. People able to remember their previous lives. So how it can happen if it is not a fact? So, this is also a proof for the existence of soul, that soul exists. So now we have understood that soul exists with so many proofs. So let us understand something about the knowledge about the soul. Can anybody read what are the things written here? Yes, indestructible. So what is the meaning of indestructible? It cannot be destroyed. That is the nature of the soul. Krishna says that soul cannot be nityasya yukta sarira. It is eternal. It cannot be destroyed. This body can be destroyed, but soul is eternal. It cannot be destroyed. Therefore, we should not fear at the time of death. Because the body is going to get destroyed, but the soul will never get destroyed. Soul is not going to die. So why to fear? That's why this spiritual knowledge helps us becoming fearless in all our dimension of life. Then?
Eternal, long knowledge,
Yes. If we understand and if we realize that we are eternal, we are full of bliss and full of knowledge, there is nothing to be worried. If we can realize that real nature of our existence, then where is the question of anxiety, stress and mind control? Everything will be controlled. Then? Yes, situated in the region of the heart. I would like to do one experiment on any one of you, any other than Santosh. You can come, front. Yes. One experiment. If you say I, you look towards them. If you say I, where you point out? You say I and point out towards your body. Just you say I. Does it look odd? Is it odd?
Yeah,
I. Even I. Is it appearing odd? Naturally you can find that this is odd. But when you see I, it is automatically correct. So from here, we can find out very easily where we are in the region of heart. Very easy to understand. Where? Even a child says like that. A small child. Nobody has taught him that you are in the region of heart. But he also says, it's not might be. He says, there is something which is truth. And it's not only he is saying. All over the world, anybody you take example. And this point of the same place. No. It's not like. Anybody has, a child has not seen anybody doing eye. It comes naturally. If they might be, you can always say. But what is the correct that we have to see? There is no exception of this. So there is no exception means what? If somebody is imitating others, means there must be some, there can be exceptions. But this is not the exception. Understand the point? This is the profound truth which is axioms, self-proved truth. This is called, such things are called self-proved truth. And nobody is accepted. Everybody, even a person who is illiterate, even he points out, he will point out, I am here, in my body. And you feel, just you touch it, you feel that you are pointing towards yourself. It's not something unnatural or we have learnt out of practice. This is the fact. You just try to do it. Try to point out any other place. You'll never say, you practice always saying I. You'll never be able to do that. Other places you start practicing from today, but you'll never be able to come to that point. So that is the point you should understand. If the practice, then somebody will have some other practice, somebody will have some other practice. Practices also varies. Everybody doesn't have same practice, isn't it? Cultures are different in different parts of the world. Somebody has different hairstyle, isn't it? But then this is a thing which is common everywhere. It is not because it's not a part of practice, but it's a natural. This is a truth which is already there within us. So that's why Bhagavad Gita also says that the soul is situated in the region of heart, isn't it? Like that. Yes, thank you very much. And then size of the soul is there. And then situated, inconceivable. Next. Soul changes body. Next. Form to matter. Soul has form, soul gives form to matter. The soul is not some formless light. Some people say, so what is, then soul is light. How the soul can be light? Soul cannot be light. Scripture says that soul is a form and it can give form to the matter. So when it can make forms, how it does not have form? If soul can make, create forms, how the soul will not have his own form? Soul has desire to eat, isn't it? We all have desire to eat. So soul has desire to eat means it has mouth, isn't it? We all want to eat, we all want to see. Means we have mouth. So similarly, as we are seeing in the picture, there are three. One is at the center, another is outer covering, and then the further outer covering. So even in this level, the body of the soul also there is mouth. Just we were seeing that, like when there is the cardiologist who are doing surgery, then the person went out of the body and he was seeing from there. Now his eyes is there. You may ask question, how is seeing? Even subtle body, the mind, intelligence and ego also has the subtle form through which it grasps the things, it can perceive the things. And soul also has its own body. We are moving our hand, isn't it? Just imagine, we are moving our hand. Because the soul energy also is there, which helps us in moving hands. That soul also has the hand. Why we feel this finger we are moving? Just imagine how. Because something is inside which is there in the form of fingers, which is moving it. We are bringing and eating. So the subtle form and then the spiritual form is there. The soul has the all parts of the body what is available externally also. But the only thing is that we are not able to perceive that in this stage. There is matter, there is soul plus matter, and there is only matter. So similarly you can see here, soul changes body. First the soul occupies a human body, and depending on his karma, he may occupy donkey's body, cat's body, dog's body, cow's body. So whatever, how we get the inner body, how soul changes from one body to another body. So whatever activity we are doing, karma we are doing, accordingly our next body is decided. Whatever the activity we are performing, good or bad, accordingly our next body is decided. There are three characteristics based on our next body is decided. One is karma, whatever activity we are doing. Second is the what we think at the time of death. And third thing is the sanskaras, which is impressions in our mind. So these three things combine decides our future body. Prahlad Maharaj instructs in Srimad Bhagavatam that Kaumar Acharit Pragyo Dharma Bhagavata Niha Durlabham Manusam Janma Tadapi Adhruvam Arthudam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of his life to practice the activities of devotional service. So therefore, we have got this human form of life, and in this life we are in a position to understand that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. So we should perfect our life by using this knowledge. And we were discussing earlier that there is the feeding the soul, like feeding the parrot. We are feeding the body, but we are not feeding the soul, isn't it? But how to feed the soul? You know, what is the food for the soul? What is the food for the soul? Can anybody say?
Happiness.
The food. Happiness comes when you take that food. What food soul takes? The food for the soul is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When you chant Mahamantra, you are feeding your soul. And then soul becomes stronger, more conscious, more self-controlled you will become. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, you will find that you are becoming more and more conscious of your existence. That I am different from this body. You will realize gradually that I am different from this body. I am the controller of this body. I am not this body. I am the controller of this body. So then gradually you will come to understand these facts. So we should feed the soul by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Some people say they are confused that we are God. How we can be God? Some people say, you have heard somebody or any one of you saying that we are God, I am God, you are also God, everybody is God. You have heard? How can we become God? When there is pressure in our stomach, we cannot control for even 1 hour. How can we become God? God is what? God for definition is that who controls everything. Isn't it? Who is the controller of everything? Who is the proprietor of everything? We cannot control our pressure. How we can become God, isn't it? So, therefore we have to understand that this is a completely wrong conception, that we cannot be God. We are the, actually our position is that we are the part and parcel of God. We are the subordinates of God. So, we have the tendency to control, but to some extent. As a part and parcel of the God, God is supreme controller and we are his part, so we are part controller. We can control something, but we cannot control everything, isn't it? Every one of you controls something, isn't it? Somebody controls his family, if his husband, he controls family. Some of you will become professors, so you will control your students. Some becomes the corporate professionals, they will corporate their subordinates. Or if somebody becomes CEO, he will control the company, isn't it? But nobody can, if somebody is president, he can control the like whole country. But nobody can say that I am the supreme controller. The India president of India can control India, but he cannot control US, isn't it? So we can control something, but we are not the supreme controller. The supreme controller is God, and we are the servant controllers. We are the subordinate controllers. Just like there is prime minister and there are home minister and other minister, cabinet ministers. So prime minister can be called the final, the ultimate controller of the government. But then cabinet ministers also controls their head departments. Understand my point? So in this way we are also the controller, but the God is the supreme controller. So like that. Yes. So we are tiny and God is infinite, just like a drop of water, you know. What is the our relationship with the God? So we are also Satchidanand and God is also Satchidanand, just like an ocean is there, sea. So from sea if you take out one drop of water, the whatever is there in the one drop of water, same elements are there in the ocean also, isn't it? H2O, the salty. Ocean water also have H2O and salty, isn't it? The constituents are the same, but there is difference of quantity. The ocean can do havoc, but we cannot do. One drop of water, what can do? Can it do? So similarly, the God is infinite and we are finitesimal, infinitesimal. We are very small in quantity, but quality-wise, we are as good as God. But quantity wise different. Just like fire, you know. A big fire can burn the entire village. But suppose one spark of fire, if one spark of fire comes and puts on the dry grass, so can it bring that much fire? No. One spark cannot do so much. But then, so how much dry grass you put, even water you put in the, when there is fire in the village, that water also will not help, isn't it? So that is the difference between God and the we soul, part and parcel of God. Yes, next. We are not gods, but we are gods. Understood this point? We belong to God. We are, as we discussed, we are the superior spiritual energy of the God. We are the spiritual energy, one of the energy of the God. I was discussing that day that how God has the time to look after everybody. So he does this with his energies. And there are so many types of energy. So we are also energy. We are spiritual, comes under spiritual energy. So spiritual energy controls the material energy. So the jiva, as a one of the energy of power of the Lord. Energy, generally when we think about the light or heat. But when God's energy means God's energy will also have form. That is the difference. God's energy also has form, like we all have form. Because God has form. And matter, there is material energy that is, does not have form. But the spiritual energy of the Lord has the form also. Just like God has form. Yes, next. Krishna is my Lord. The source of all existence, his form is imperishable, full of six opulences. He pays a visit to this world out of his own sweet will to please and protect his devotee and punish the evil. I am only Brahman, but Krishna is Parabrahman. My power is limited, His potency are unlimited. I can make a swimming pool, God creates oceans. I can fly a rocket, but Lord floats huge planets. Understand my point? We are also trying to imitate God, isn't it? God is floating the big planets. 10 to the power 21 ton, metric ton planets. And we are floating on satellite of 1 ton or 2 ton or like that, isn't it? So we are also controlling, पर हमको पसीना निकल जाता है एक दो टन के सैटेलाइट भेजने में, है कि नहीं? फ्रॉम दिस वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी आर ऑल्सो कंट्रोलिंग, बट आवर कंट्रोल इज लिमिटेड, बट गॉड कंट्रोल आर मोर. आई कैन इन्वेंट ए डन लाइट, डोम लाइट, बट गॉड क्रिएट्स मून लाइट. वी मेक ऑर्डिनरी डॉल्स, बट द लॉर्ड मेड अस ऑल. ही मेक्स द रियल डॉल्स, यू नो, मूविंग नेचुरली. Like that. This is the power of the God. This is the difference between us and God. Understood? So we should not misunderstand that we are also God and there is no difference between us and God. Lord is the actual doer. I am just an imitator. Lord is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. Who deserves everyone's love and humble service? I am a tiny jiva cast in oceanic material world. This is a poem we are just going through. Yes. Lord is the greatest of all. Let us accept this fact at heart. We are His tiny servants. Let's realize and serve Him with joy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, summary of this today's class. Can anybody read? One point you all can read from that side, yes? Yes, next.
Just as a car cannot move without a driver, the body cannot function without the soul. So, the presence of the soul can be scientifically proved by common sense, including understanding, presence of consciousness, MDE, past and knowledge.
Yes.
Because body is made up of heart, water, fire, air, and heat. The subtle body is made up of mind, intelligence, and ego.
Yes. Yes, next.
The size of the soul is first. A computer robot shall never become like a human being. With any amount of advancement, because it is a machine devoid of consciousness, soul.
Yeah, so what is the difference between robot and us? Can anybody say? What is the difference between robot and us? They don't have the power to discriminate good and bad, you know. To experience the pains and pleasures. A robot can, in front of deity, he can go and you can make the, you know, what you call program. He can do like this, arti. Robot can do arti. But it can feel, have feelings also, feeling of joy, happiness, or humility, cannot have. It can do like this very nicely, like us also. It can smile also. Very good. You can program like that. But can it have this pains and pleasure, feeling of pains and pleasure? No, that cannot be. That can happen only in human being, where there is consciousness. Yes, next.
The soul is indestructible, individual, eternal, inconceivable. The soul is
So, these are the summary of the class today. So, any one of you have any questions regarding this, you can ask. We have 5 minutes, question answer session, and then we will proceed to it. Yes, any one of you? About the existence of soul, any doubt, any questions? All of you agree that we are a spirit soul, we are not this body. So, how to feed the soul? Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. That is mentioned, that when we chant the name of the Lord, then soul automatically becomes happy, naturally. What we think, what we desire. किसके बारे में? या व्हाट वी थिंक एट टाइम ऑफ डेथ, लाइक देयर वाज अ पर्सन ही वाज थिंकिंग एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ दैट हाउ टेक केयर ऑफ द माय प्रॉपर्टी, हु विल टेक केयर, माय सन्स आर वेरी इरिस्पॉन्सिबल. कैलाश ड्रामा यू सीन ना, माय सन्स आर वेरी इरिस्पॉन्सिबल. So then, when he was dying, he was thinking, oh, who will take care of me? How can I protect my wealth? You know. Then in next life, he became a dog. You know. And he in his house. And the whole night, he will be awake. Anybody thieves comes, and he will start barking. So he was protecting. And then in next, then again, when the dog was dying, then he came to know that now the sons have become like little responsible, they are taking up the wealth now, bank, they have put the money in the bank, so I don't have any worry. But still he has some farm, land, you know, and they were crops. But then sons are very responsible, they are not taking care of the farm properly. So thieves are coming and they are taking away the crops. So then how to protect the crops? So then when he was dying, dog was dying, he was thinking like that. And then he took birth as a snake in the field. So anybody goes in the field to take crops, the snake will come to protect. So like desire at the time of death. It may appear for all of you it's a fiction, but it's not a fiction. Problem is that when we experience such things, we are not here to explain that it happens at the time of death. There is no other way than to accept the words of the scriptures. Few proofs are there, like just like reincarnation, other things, past life memories. Isn't it? Some people remember past. Krishna gives few hints, you know. Few hints he will provide through. He will give the remembrance of previous life to somebody. Some people can remember. From that we should understand. We should not say that I don't remember my previous life, I will not believe. No, others, there are so many people they have remembered. And it is mentioned in the scriptures. Why scriptures will tell lie? What motivation Vedvyas has got to tell us lie, so much lie? Are we giving him royalty every month? Or are we paying royalty to Vedvyas? Why he will tell lie to us? He is writing Ayurveda for our benefit. He is writing Vastu Shastra for our benefit. He is writing Samveda music science for our benefit. What business he has got to tell us lie? And what business other acharyas like Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, we are nothing in front of him in terms of intelligence. Shankaracharya, when he was 20 years old, when he was 12 years old, he could memorize all the Vedas. Such intelligent person. What intelligence we have in front of him? And if such personality is explaining, telling what business they have got to tell us lie. What business? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was such a scholar that when he was 12 years old, he was the master in Sanskrit. What business he has got to tell us lie? So this is the point we have to understand. So all acharyas, they have mastered in everything, and they are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a magistrate in the British government. And he was the expert scholar. And he is saying, why he will tell lie? What lack is he? Are we giving royalty? Are we giving concession when we follow his teachings? No. So the nature of the saintly people, acharyas, is that when they taste the nectar, they want to share it with us. And then we ask question, oh, how can you say like this? Very easy to understand. If you want to get benefit, you practice it, and if you don't get benefit, then you can question. But no, the first time itself rejecting without practicing, it's not the intelligent work. Why such people, all acharya, Madhvacharya is such a great scholar, Ramanujacharya is such a great personalities. What business they have given up all the pleasures of this world. And they are completely pure personalities. What business they have got to tell us lie? When they have left everything in this world, name, fame, all this attraction for name and fame, and they are doing the direct, they have dedicated their lives for the God, What business such personality? Nowadays you can say people are faking on the name of religion. But earlier days it was not the case. They are pure personality, such intelligent, great personality. What business they had got to tell us lie? So this point we have to understand. We cannot simply tell that, no, everybody is fool, I am only intelligent. Since centuries, Indian people of India have been practicing this spirituality. So since centuries people were fool, now I have become intelligent. And what is the basis of intelligence? Because I cannot see. You cannot see, but you can infer. That is the point we have to understand. So any other questions we can take up later also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
इसलिए ऐसा सही करें कि तीनों मंगलारती हो जाए, हम लोग कहते तो तीनों मंगलारती देखेंगे, राधा गोपीनाथ की, फिर गुरुदेव जी की, राधा दामोदर की और राधा कुमारी जी की। कनक वृंदावन भी वो नहीं देखा था, शिवाल एक ही नीचे ले गए थे मुझे को सभी दर्शन देखे थे। आप गए जब गए ना
शहर को दर्शन करवाने के लिए
यहाँ से यहाँ तो अपने आप से हो जाएगा।
Thank you. कृष्णा हरे
रूम पे दे रहे हम अपन को